We're not making this up. The Federal Trade Commission, McDonald's, and ice cream. It's the business news headlines for Thursday, the second day of September. Thanks, as always, for being with us. General Motors, chips, and new vehicle production yet again with chips. The August jobs report is due out tomorrow morning. Some estimates are in. Walmart is back to raising wages again. Let's talk gun sales and Smith & Wesson. Or we can talk toilet paper sales. Tell you what, let's do both. We've got the Wall Street Report, and should you message the hiring manager? Those stories, plus for the interview, we're talking about medical cannabis with Stephen Wilson from MedPharm. But first, the news.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Focus and Find, a socially responsible way to acquire diverse talent. FocusandFind.com. Taro International for corporate and personal training to achieve, lead, and outclass. TERO.com. The National Tractor Parts Dealer Association, the original agriculture equipment recyclers and suppliers at NTPDA.com. And by Oasis, a paychecks company devoted to HR solutions for business. Find them at OasisAdvantage.com.
Thank you, Hunter Pease, and welcome to this, the Thursday edition of the Business News Headlines. I'm your host, Michael Libby, grateful that you're with us again today. Actually, you know, when this story came across our desk, we thought it might be from The Onion, but no, it's a real deal. Business Insider is reporting that the Federal Trade Commission wants the scoop on McDonald's flurry machines. Think ice cream machines that seem to always be broken. The FTC, which is tasked with protecting consumers from fraud and unfair business practices, contacted McDonald's franchisees earlier this summer, probing for information on why its ice cream machines so frequently fail. The Wall Street Journal says that owners and employees have indicated that McDonald's ice cream machines, which are manufactured by a brand called Taylor, are notorious for being difficult to fix. They require an automated heat cleaning cycle each night to ward off bacteria, a precaution that can often lead to failure, making the machines unusable until a repair technician can fix them. The investigation into the machines comes after the Biden administration in July opened a probe into products across a wide swath of industries investigating whether or not manufacturers obstruct consumers from fixing the projects themselves. The FTC wants to know how McDonald's reviews suppliers and equipment, including the ice cream machines, and how frequently franchise owners work on their own machines. Well, this could get very expensive and toss a curveball into the economy and the job market. CNBC is reporting that General Motors is once again cutting production at its North American plants due to the semiconductor chip shortage. It's a sign that the global parts problem remains a serious issue for the automotive industry. The automaker said it's adding or extending downtimes at 8 plants in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. Most of the new cuts are for 2 weeks, while production of its Silverado 1500 and Sierra 1500 full-size pickups in Indiana and Mexico is expected to resume after a week of downtime starting on September 13. Continued plant shutdowns will continue to impact jobs, pay, the economy, and the availability of some vehicles, none of which is good news. And in a related story, the Ford Motor Company reported a significant slump in overall August sales, which is typically one of its strongest months of the year. What's going on? Well, you guessed it. Supply chain bottlenecks and semiconductor chip shortages. The Street is reporting that Ford said August sales fell by 33.1% from last year, taking the overall annual pace of sales down from around 18 million at the start of the year to 13 million at present. Still a solid gain in electrified vehicle sales, which surged by 67.3% from last year to over 8,700 vehicles, underscoring recent reports that suggest its doubling production of targets for its F-150 Lightning is a good idea due to a surge in customer demand for the newly unveiled electrified truck. Wall Street ended the day higher today, bouncing back from session lows. All of this in advance of the jobs report due out tomorrow morning. I'll share the Wall Street numbers in just a bit. In the meantime, know that economists surveyed by Bloomberg say the U.S. could have added about 725,000 jobs last month. That would be a more modest number, but stronger than gains earlier this year. Two words? Stay tuned. Speaking of jobs, Walmart has once again announced it's raising wages in light of the tough job market. AFP is reporting the company will hike wages for some 565,000 U.S. employees this month. The announcement means at least $1 an hour more in pay for employees in customer service, food and consumables, and general merchandise. Previous moves by Walmart increased wages for some 425,000 stocking and digital associates and another 165,000 store associates. Walmart also dropped fees for workers who participate in an employee education program. The shift comes during an ongoing labor crunch that has prompted restaurants, delivery companies, supermarkets, and other chains to announce wage hikes in recent months. Walmart's starting wage is now between $12 and $17 an hour, depending on the position. Gun sales in the United States continue to go up. Market Watch is reporting that even in light of that fact, Smith & Wesson stock slipped by over 11%. The gunmaker reported a fiscal first quarter profit that rose above expectations, but revenue came up short after five straight quarters of record revenue. Miss one, stock goes down. Yet Smith & Wesson stock has rallied by 24% year-to-date, while the S&P 500 has advanced 20.6%. Well, here we go again. The Wall Street Journal is reporting that demand for toilet paper has increased in recent weeks. In response, Procter & Gamble, which is the biggest U.S. manufacturer of toilet paper and paper towels, has upped its production to meet the demand. Similarly, Charmin toilet paper and Bounty paper towels have also increased their production. This comes after a couple of months of more normal sales. So what's going on? According to Business Insider, the Delta variant may be to blame. Americans are stockpiling products because of the surge in the variant, with the fall and winter seasons right around the corner. In addition, fear might be a driving factor. If people see everyone buying toilet paper out of worry for a coronavirus variant, then more people will flock to the stores to buy more as well. That then, of course, creates empty shelves. It's kind of like back to Econ 101, supply and demand. Wall Street closed up today on the heels of a lower reading of new jobless claims. The number of Americans filing for new unemployment benefits slipped to 340,000. Now, while that's still high, it was lower than the projected number of 345,000 new claims. In other data, the U.S. trade deficit narrowed to $70.1 billion in July as Americans shifted spending toward in-person services and away from goods. The Dow gained 131 points in a choppy session to close at 35,443, while the Nasdaq came off session highs to post a gain of 21 points to end the trade at 15,331. And the S&P 500 put up another closing record, up 12 points, ending the day at 4536. All eyes will be on the Labor Department jobs report due out tomorrow morning. And finally, there is this. So you're in the thick of a job hunt. Should you message the hiring manager? Now, you might be staring at their profile on LinkedIn, and it feels so tempting. Well, consultant and sales expert Samantha McKenna says, bring it on. She writes that we are no longer in the dark ages, and it's okay to ping someone, and it may even help you stand out if done correctly. What does that mean? Well, it means no ask, no pushy message, and no typos. What if you don't get a reply? She says, find a way to add value or perspective in another few days via an article, insight, share about the organization, something to show them how awesome and smart you really are. All right, stay with us because just a click away, I'm visiting with Stephen Wilson from MedPharm of Iowa. MedPharm is a medical cannabis dispensary. And there's some new news to share that you might not be aware of. Stephen Wilson, and medical cannabis is just a click away.